Ma, I'm calling.
Windsor Police Amherst Detachment.
Hi, yes, extension 223. Dave DeLuca, please.
Just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Staff Sergeant DeLuca.
Hello. Hi, sir. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Okay. My name is Lucy Salen. I've actually called before, but I want to know if I can make an appointment or whatever to come see you regarding some stuff that's been going on with my family. And regarding the, it all started with the very sudden passing of my twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of seemingly very fraudulent things have taken place with the mishandling of his estate and by the estranged wife as well as a lawyer. And then there was a fact that the lawyer went and actually, I'm going to use the word stole, my late brother's computer from his home. And we have evidence of all of this. And we would like to know if, you know, we're looking to have him made accountable.
Well, you can make a call and have an officer come out and see you in regards to this if you'd would like to make a complaint in regards to your brother's estate. Now, was there a will in place?
There was a will. It's a very, very long story. And it just seems like there's a lot of, I'm just being honest, I have nothing to lie about, nothing to hide. A lot of corruption going on where people are trying to cover up everything. When we have all the evidence, irrefutable evidence, and the police don't want to do nothing.
Well, it's not that they don't want to do anything. This is a civil matter.
Yep.
In regards to a will, do you have a lawyer?
We did. They played around with us. They covered up everything. Everybody happened to be circled the wagon where a judge turned out to be from the same law firm, is the husband of the very managing partner of the dirty lawyer. And then we came to find, and we found everything out. We unraveled everything after mediation many months later, who the judge turned out to be, the connection with the judge, and then also the mediator, who also has a very tight connection to the law firm as well, as she turned out to be the wife of the senior partner lawyer, also within the dirty lawyer's office.
Well, then the only thing you can really do is go outside of the city then for a lawyer, someone that you know is not connected to anyone if you feel that,
yeah, but that's just it. My mother just spent so much money, and then they still allowed the ex-spouse to continue acting as executor when it clearly states in the separation agreement, which they hid for a year and a half. This is what happened.
So,
there's a lot of fraud.
Your complaint then goes to the law society that you feel that they acted unprofessionally.
Can I ask?
Then that's your complaint, because there's nothing criminal here.
The stealing of the computer?
Well, they're not going to say that it was a theft. They're going to say that they have rights to the property according to the will. Now, do you have a copy of the will?
We have a copy of the will, and we have a copy of the separation agreement. Completely revokes her from acting as executor administrator of the state, as well as completely revokes her from acting, having any rights, interest, or title to his sole company, his sole owned company. And she's
Then again, these are issues that are handled. These are civil matters where there's a dispute over a will. There's no criminal charge.
They lied,
such time.
Sir. They also lied. They also lied in an affidavit, which we have clear evidence. This lawyer was never supposed to be representing her. He was only.
Again, bam! Everything
uh-huh.
you're telling me though is civil.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't criminal matters. There's nothing really that the police can do. A lie on an affidavit is something that another lawyer would bring to court and get a judgment that says whatever ruling was made based on this evidence is null and void. And then you start the process over again.
But it is criminal, correct?
Only until such time as you get someone to overturn it. Then you may have an issue for a fraud.
Okay.
You may. Well, but the police can't force it back to court. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, you are going to have to get another lawyer to review it all and give you an opinion on whether or not you have a case to overturn anything.
It's just terrible. Wow. They did everything to cover everything up in court with all the fraudulent activity. And my mother was also, she proved her point she filed an objecting to the estranged wife of acting as the executor, which was true, which she proved her point because they magically at the very last hour, oops, we found the separation agreement. And then she was made responsible because they helped cover up. Like I said, everybody circled the wagon without any information being disclosed, vital information being disclosed to my family of the tight connections of everybody. This judge signed off on a timetable order without my family's knowledge, completely secretly exempted examination for discoveries, both prior to...
Ma'am, everything you're telling me is
I understand.
Civil.
No, everything. I understand.
You're
I
going
understand.
To have to get yourself a lawyer, another lawyer.
Yeah, another lawyer.
The city
yeah.
of Windsor.
No, I got you. I know this. I know it. But anyways, that's not the real reason why we're also calling you. I want to know how it is possible to request for an inquest.
I don't know what type of inquest are you looking for.
Okay, we truly, truly, if I presented everything to you with everything that it was this whole thing, the motive was the stealing of a life insurance policy, which they successfully did. Okay, if I showed you what I have, I truly believe you'd be like, wow, this is unbelievable. Because we've asked for the will to be set aside. We truly believe, and I can show you what my evidence to say that to say that, yes, this definitely could be a forgery. You'd have to see. So somebody who could do a forgery in a will most possibly could have a hand in poisoning of my brother. She who, the estranged wife, we didn't think of it, also turns out to be has a major in biochemistry or chemical engineering. My brother just dropped dead. And his autopsy was inconclusive. And she took full control of my brother's everything when she wasn't supposed to. Like I said, they hid the separation agreement for a year and a half. And she took full control over my brother's dead body even. Where my family had no say. Now maybe we would ask for a second opinion. Or now we would, you know, we'd like a second, further investigations into his autopsy.
Okay, so let me ask you to do this then. I'm going to suggest that you write out all of this information.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can call our non-emergency number,
uh-huh.
which if you got a pen or something to write with.
Just one second. I appreciate your help, sir.
Yep.
And I apologize. I get emotional. It's been very frustrating for a year and a half for my family. Okay, go ahead, sir.
519.
519
258
258
6111
6111.
Yep. And I'm sorry, can you say your name again, please?
It's Lucy Salen.
Lucy? Can you spell your last name, Lucy?
It's C E Y L A N. Now, this is Windsor.
Yeah, where do you live, Lucy? Are you in Amherstburg?
No, I actually myself, I reside in Florida, but my family's here and from Windsor, and I actually happen to be in Windsor right now.
Okay. All right, Lucy, then you've called the Amherstburg detachment, so I don't quite know why they sent you, you've got this.
I asked him that. I asked him exactly that for the Amherstburg detachment, and my twin brother lived in Amherstburg.
Okay, but so everything you want, though, is from Windsor, so they're going to send you an officer from the city. From here. What's your birthday, Lucy?
It's February 5th, 73. See, it's the thing is, we've already presented all this, sort of, not about the inquest yet. I actually spoke to Officer Sharon, but I can't, it seems like he's my schedule
sure
with...
You spoke to Officer Sharon?
Yes, I spoke to Officer Sharon about things. And
what did he tell you?
Well, the thing is, I told him I was coming into Windsor and I was supposed to try getting together with him. And it seems like my schedule and his schedule just hasn't been able to work.
And Officer Sharon works out here at the Amherstburg Detachment.
Correct, correct. So, that's what I've been told.
If you're in Windsor, they'll send a Windsor officer out there.
Uh-huh.
And your brother, who was your brother?
My brother's name was Rafi Salen, that passed away.
Can you spell R-A-F-I, Rafi?
It's R-A-F-F-I.
Okay. Okay, so... okay, so call the anonymous... Right, I'm going to tell you right now, write all of your information out, because this is a very long story.
I know
it
is.
Very involved, and it's up to you guys to get all the details. If you want to put it all together in written form, do that before you call us. Then when we get there, we can have the written statement that we can attach to a report. I don't see anything the police can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you're going to have to come up with some of the information on your own through your own lawyer, because these are allegations in regards to a civil dispute over a will.
But when
state and your allegations are it was all done fraudulently.
It was done though.
But you have court rulings that are against you, so we would have no evidence to begin with. You see what I mean? So. Like, you went to court already over this, and they ruled against you.
No, they didn't rule over. It was just a mediation. We were screwed through mediation.
So, either way, there was a court procedure.
And they and she's breached contract so many times. And the last breach contract she's done, she was owed.
Again,
she
any breach of contract terrible. Is a civil matter.
So, pretty much, there you go. A court proceeding through mediation was meaningless. We didn't even want mediation. They forced us into mediation. To cover everything up.
But again, I can't comment on that
I
process.
I know.
That's not police related.
I understand. I know.
My suggestion is retain a different lawyer, someone who's not connected to anyone.
They knew
and
that.
Get an opinion from there.
Wow.
But you can write this all out and call us, and someone will come and they'll do an information report for you. But at this point, with what you've told me, these are all civil matters that need to be... that have to go through the court again.
Wow. Yeah, so pretty much my family is screwed. Yeah. And we have all the evidence to show everything. And wow. No, I understand you, sir. I know. We've been civil matter. But yet, they knew how to charge somebody else with the same evidence. So it's like a double standard. They had my brother Arm in charge, but according to some supposedly recording, but yet... they can't charge Bart for the stealing of his computer, and he admits to it. We have it on recording. He admitted to the Law Society. He's admitted to your police officers, because the police officers spoke to them. He said he had permission to get the permission from the estranged wife to get it. There was no permission to get from the estranged wife, because she was revoked from acting as such.
Okay, well, Lucy, I'm sorry that's the best I can do
right now.
So, like I said, if you write it all out, call us.
I have everything written out. I have stuff on paper to show.
Then call that number. They'll send an officer out to see you, and you can make the report, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. So I apologize
for that. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
They knew they were going to fuck us. That's how good. But it's okay. It's okay.